Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. When Trampled by Turtles released their latest album last spring, almost 4 years had elapsed since their seventh studio album, Wild Animals. In the time between, frontman Dave Simonette recorded Furnace, a highly acclaimed album, from his side project Dead Man Winter. Life is Good on the Open Road has also received great reviews. Trampled by Turtles is currently on tour with the new album, and they play at Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls this Friday night at 7:30. Last week, I had the pleasure of visiting by phone with Trampled by Turtles frontman Dave Simonette. Dave, is this your first time playing Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls?
Yeah, it is, actually. I don't believe I've ever been there either. I have some family in Sioux Falls, so I'm in town once in a while. But I don't think I've been to that particular spot.
Looking forward to having you there. I noticed you're going back to Bonnaroo already this summer. Is the festival season shaping up for the band?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's earlier every year. It's so weird for me to be thinking about July and June and August here in January. But it's starting to come together, and looks like we'll be pretty busy throughout the summer.
Great. When you play a festival like Bonnaroo or Lollapalooza or Coachella, it must be exciting to see the schedule and meet other artists to create new friendships, maybe discuss your art, and maybe even bounce some ideas around.
That's probably my favorite part about doing festivals, actually. I mean, the shows themselves, though always fun, it feels, you know, it's a little bit like throw and go. You know, nobody gets a sound check. You kind of rush on stage. You might be playing at 1 p.m. in the blazing heat. So that's not always the ideal conditions for that. But that's a great part of being a part of those things.
Awesome. What was the Minnesota bluegrass scene like when you and your mates launched Trampled by Turtles?
Well, I didn't really know of one, to tell you the truth, at the time. We were pretty secluded in Duluth. You know, I won't say there wasn't anything going on. I'm sure there was plenty, but it wasn't really my world at the time. Most of us were playing in rock bands in Duluth and never really even left town to play. And so for us, it was really... I mean, this band started as kind of a side project. You know, we wanted to try something different, play an acoustic project. At the time, it was, we'll play once in a while, play some small places, and have kind of quiet shows, and it's changed a bit up from that. But, I wasn't familiar with a scene or even any of the music at the time we started.
So you guys really created something 16 years ago.
Maybe.
Are you all spread out now, or does most of the band still live around the Duluth area?
We're pretty spread out. I live in Minneapolis. A couple of us live in Minneapolis. One guy's up just outside of Duluth. Our banjo player lives in Colorado. So it's a little bit spread out, but we definitely get plenty of time together on tour.
Sure. Life is Good on the Open Road has been in the hands of listeners for about 8 months now. Has it been a good album to tour on? Are fans getting into it? And are you enjoying playing the new songs as much as you'd hoped?
It's been a lot of fun for us. Yeah, I've really been enjoying playing it. And I think the whole band has too. As far as the reception goes, it feels pretty good. It's kind of hard for me to judge, to be honest, but it's for us, you know, every time we get a batch of new songs, it kind of breathes new life into the tour, you know, so it's been nice to have some new songs to switch in and out of the set list for sure.
I wasn't higher than I was supposed to be, but the walls froze through and shattered. I'm partially peaceful, sitting in an empty room, while the lights outside. Smoky shaded space in a double wide. Oh, we could come to the middle and let it all pass through.
Now, I've read a couple of reviews that said the last album was a little darker and this album is a little different. Do you see it that way too?
I think so. Yeah, I can speak anyway to the process of making the records, and this one in particular felt really easy and casual and fun. Yeah. And so I think that kind of ended up coming out through the music. We were just pretty happy to be back together in the studio, and you know, we didn't put any pressure on ourselves to make an album. We just wanted to go see what happened, and it was all brand new music, and we pretty much just sat in a circle in the room and played the songs live. So it was a pretty lighthearted experience, which I'm sure translated. I hope it did anyway.
Yeah, that kind of answers my next question too, because I wanted to talk to you about Furnace, your Dead Man Winter project, a very personal album, one that was seemingly a hard album to make, but one with wonderful reviews. When the Trampled by Turtles project came through and you guys came off hiatus, has that kind of sparked some new life into what you're doing with Trampled by Turtles and also maybe with you personally?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, as far as I can tell, every step along the road does that. And it's for me, the creative process is kind of a cycle, you know, like I get really creative and I write a ton and I make a record and it's this, that's kind of the high point. And then after that, it always drags out for a while and get anxious to write new music. And so it's, you know, making those two records fairly close together, it helps me musically in all aspects of what I do, I think. And especially just being able to play with other people here and there, like what I did with Dead Man Winter was pretty educational in that respect as well. But yeah, I would definitely say that.
Yeah, really nice projects, both of them.
Thank you.
Your fans are so very loyal, like Fish, the Grateful Dead, and several other bands we could name. 16 years, half as many albums could do that, but there seems to be a loyalty that's very special. You know, I'm around music as much as I can be, and I get the vibe from Tramples by Turtles fan that they're the type that travel, they keep track of the shows they've attended, they network with other fans of your band, just very loyal.
Yeah, I've found that too, and it's extremely flattering and humbling, really. And I'm really, really thankful for it, because I hope, you know, from my point of view, I hope that allows us to kind of continue just doing what we want to do, and trying, you know, having kind of the freedom to go in whatever avenues we want in the studio and live, and we feel like our crowd has kind of come with us the whole way. So I'm sure we've lost a few along the way, but you know, that's just the way it goes.
About the live experience, there's a ton of energy. At times it's kind of like you guys skip that taxi down the runway and you're already mid-flight with the Bombay doors already open.
Sure. Well, you know, I guess to be honest with you, I've never seen a Trampled by Turtles show, so I don't know what it's like from the crowd perspective. For us, it's I feel like even now, after this long playing together, you know, I still get nervous every night before we get on stage, because I still have the feeling like I don't know what's going to happen. We've all messed up horribly enough to know that at any point, you know, your brain can kind of shut off and the rug can get pulled out from underneath you. So it's still very exciting for us. And, you know, like I was saying before, we're still able to kind of play the show that we feel like playing each night. And we kind of plan it out every day is what we're feeling that day. If we haven't done a song or two for a while, we want to throw in there, you know, judging by the venue, what kind of vibe the venue has. So I like to think that, you know, even though you can't do this long and so many shows without it getting like it feels the same once in a while, but for me, it still feels pretty exciting.
I wonder if that goes back to the loyalty we talked about too, because when you know of a band that won't play the same show two nights in a row, it becomes awfully tempting, you know, to take off and go see three, four nights in a row. I wonder if maybe that also plays into why fans are so loyal to your band.
Yeah, maybe. I would hope so. I hope, you know, the last thing I want to be is boring or predictable. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
It's a real balancing act as far as designing a show every day. There's I just kind of fall back on the old cliche that you can't please them all. And I, you know, you can't, somebody's going to leave that concert that loved it, and somebody's going to leave it bummed out because you didn't play their favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't avoid it. So you kind of just have to go with your gut every day.
And that becomes tougher as
sure.
move on through the career and expand on your library too. And that kind of plays into my next question. Do you have a favorite Tramples by Turtle song to play live, or is there maybe a staple song that you guys play every show?
I don't know if I have a favorite to play. I would say, I guess I have probably rotating favorites, and it's,
sure.
you know, for me, it's normally whatever's the newest stuff because
mm-hmm.
I haven't played it a million times yet. I'd probably stay pretty ambiguous on that one.
All right. One final question. Is life good on the open road right now?
It sure is.
That's awesome. We are looking forward to seeing you at Washington Pavilion. Dave Simonette has been our guest, one of the founders and frontman for Trampled by Turtles. Dave, it's been a pleasure. Good luck with the rest of the tour, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in Sioux Falls.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Lying fever hit in the restless wind and the call in the